Hey everyone, and welcome back to Know It All, the podcast where we make learning accessible to everyone, everywhere. I'm Madeline, and today we're going to talk about something that's a little harder to see, but still very important to understand: photochemical smog. It's an environmental issue that affects cities worldwide, and it can have serious health and environmental impacts. If you've ever noticed a haze in the air on a hot, sunny day, or maybe heard someone mention air quality, this is probably what they're talking about. So, what exactly is photochemical smog, and how does it form? Let's break it down. Photochemical smog is a type of air pollution that forms when sunlight reacts with certain chemicals in the atmosphere. The primary culprits? Nitrogen oxides, or NOx, and volatile organic compounds, or VOCs. These chemicals are released into the air from sources like car exhaust, industrial factories, and even some natural processes like wildfires. When these chemicals meet sunlight, a series of chemical reactions occur, leading to the formation of smog, a thick, often harmful haze that can be seen hanging in the air over cities. Now, let's take a step back. The term smog itself comes from a combination of two words, smoke and fog. But unlike the fog you might experience on a chilly morning, photochemical smog is more than just water vapor. It's a mixture of harmful chemicals that can damage your lungs, the environment, and even the materials around you. So, what happens on a chemical level? Let's look at the key players. Nitrogen oxides, which come mainly from vehicles and industrial sources, react with volatile organic compounds that are often emitted by things like gasoline, paint, and even vegetation. When sunlight hits these compounds, it triggers a chain reaction that produces ozone, a gas that, in this case, is harmful to our health. While ozone is a key component of the atmosphere's protective layer high above Earth, when it's found near the ground, it becomes a pollutant. Ground-level ozone is one of the main components of photochemical smog, and it can cause a variety of health problems, including respiratory issues, throat irritation, and even long-term lung damage. It can also aggravate existing conditions like asthma, making it especially dangerous for vulnerable groups like children and the elderly. But ozone isn't the only bad actor in this scenario. The mix of pollutants that make up photochemical smog also include chemicals like peroxyacetyl nitrates, or PANs, which can irritate the eyes and cause damage to plant life, especially crops. So why should we care about photochemical smog? Well, aside from the fact that it's bad for the planet, it's also a serious health concern. When smog settles over cities, it can reduce air quality and make breathing difficult. People who are exposed to high levels of smog can experience coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, and chest tightness. For people with asthma or other respiratory conditions, the symptoms can be even worse. It's not just about short-term effects of either. Long-term exposure to smog can lead to chronic respiratory diseases like bronchitis, and it may even increase the risk of heart disease. Studies have shown that areas with high levels of smog have higher rates of lung cancer and other serious conditions. If you've ever lived in a city with high pollution levels, you've probably heard advice about staying indoors on smoggy days. That's because the concentration of pollutants can be so high that it's simply unsafe to be out in the open for long periods of time. In extreme cases, people with compromised immune systems or lung diseases may need to limit their activity whenever the air quality dips. Now, it's not just humans who are affected by photochemical smog. Our environment feels the impact too. Smog can damage crops, forests, and other vegetation. Ozone, for example, can interfere with a plant's ability to perform photosynthesis, which is crucial for its growth. When plants can't absorb sunlight as effectively, it can reduce crop yields and even weaken the plants, making them more susceptible to disease and pests. In addition, smog can also damage materials like rubber, plastics, and fabrics. That's why cars and buildings in cities with heavy smog often show signs of wear and tear much faster than in cleaner areas. So, how do we fight back against photochemical smog? The good news is that there are things we can do to help reduce its impact. First, reducing emissions from vehicles is one of the most important steps. This can be done by switching to cleaner vehicles like electric or hybrid cars, or improving fuel efficiency in traditional vehicles. On a larger scale, cities can implement stricter emission regulations for industries and power plants to limit the amount of nitrogen oxides and VOCs released into the atmosphere. To sum it up, photochemical smog is a serious air pollution issue that forms when sunlight reacts with chemicals like nitrogen oxides and volatile organic compounds. It leads to the creation of ozone, a harmful pollutant that can cause major health problems and environmental damage. While smog is a big problem, we do have the tools to reduce it, from cleaner cars to better energy sources. I hope this episode gave you a better understanding of photochemical smog and why it's something we all need to be aware of. If you learned something new today, don't forget to subscribe and share Know It All with your friends. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.